I mean, this is how you do it for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, UMFSU week. Canes, 3 touchdown favorites over the stinky Seminoles. This is when you start to feel it. What did you think this song was called once? I Can Feel It.
I Can Feel It.
I think you thought this song was called I Can Feel It, right?
Everybody knows I Can Feel It. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I can.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Tap room, great spot to watch college football tomorrow, NFL football on Sunday. They got the big screen projectors. They got HDTVs. They got the red zone package on Sundays. Of course, great spot to watch Panthers games as well. The tap room in Oakland Park. Tomorrow is their Halloween party. Looking to have a little Halloween fun because Halloween falls on Thursday next week. So you don't want to wait till the weekend. So you got to celebrate it this weekend. So you do it tomorrow at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. They're going to have some can releases there and costume contests. They're going to have a good old time. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Florida Panthers, they have tweeted out, Vamos, Inter Miami. Buena suerte en los playoffs.
Let's go.
I like when the teams root each other on.
Who do you think tweeted that out? Bob?
Sergei Bobrovsky. He handles the social media account for the Panthers. Good call by you.
Yeah.
Let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. At Durrell Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
We were talking earlier about what a nightmare LA is going to be tonight because the World Series begins. But traffic-wise, right. Here is everything happening in Los Angeles tonight around the LA area. World Series at Dodger Stadium. There's a Lakers
game. Probably a few people going to that.
I would imagine. Lakers game tonight, Crypto.com Arena. USC.
Who they play?
I don't know. The Lakers play the Phoenix Suns. Oh, it's a good one tonight.
Oh, it's a good game.
Yeah. By the way, I did see, speaking of the Lakers, per Shams, that Bronny, he's going to travel with the Lakers for their next 5-game road trip, and then after that, we'll begin shuttling between the active roster and South Bay, their G League affiliate.
All right.
USC plays tonight at the Coliseum. There's the East LA Classic at SoFi Stadium, which I imagine is just a high school game. There's a concert at the new Intuit Dome, and there's another concert at the Kia Forum. So you have all six of those things happening.
Who's in concert?
I don't know. I honestly, I don't know. You want me to look it up?
Well, that's interesting to me. I'll check it out. Intuit Dome, events, event schedule. David Gilmour tonight. You know who that is?
No idea.
I believe he's the guitarist from Pink Floyd.
Well, tonight at the Kia Forum, Jeff Lynne's ELO, the Over and Out Tour with special guest Rooney. Is that Electric Light Orchestra?
That is. Wow. Look at you.
Thanks, Big O. See, I did learn something, man.
David Gilmour is indeed the guitarist from Pink Floyd. How did I know that?
We're on it, man.
I don't even like Pink Floyd.
It's our 5 o'clock hour. Let's go.
Phil Lesh passed away today. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
He is the one of the founding members of the Grateful Dead and their bassist.
Damn. Rest in peace.
You ever get into the Grateful Dead?
I didn't. What's this guy that I like? What's his name again? The guy that he was a guitarist.
Oh, John Mayer?
John Mayer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he do like some stuff with the Grateful Dead also?
Yeah, he tours with them. You know, Jerry Garcia died years ago, and John Mayer, they were never going to tour again. Then they ended up touring. I'm not a big Dead guy, but was a they had an offshoot band. I'm drawing a blank on the name, but anyway, yeah, John Mayer kind of became the voice of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, when I went to go see John Mayer, there were a ton of people wearing Grateful Dead T-shirts.
Yeah,
and then he performed one song acoustic of Grateful Dead. And the crowd went nuts. Like, just they exploded.
They were all there for a Grateful Dead song.
Yeah, everybody was there for one Grateful Dead song.
Let's give Your Body is a Wonderland to DBJ.
I think we tried to do that last year.
Did we?
Yeah, and I don't think he did it. I'm down.
Have him deliver it like John Mayer. Your body is Wonderland.
I'm down.
Body is Wonderland. John Mayer has a channel on SiriusXM, and it's awesome. He's such a cool personality.
I didn't notice how I didn't know how big he was.
He's big?
Oh no, not physically. I'm saying popularity wise. I didn't know how big he was.
Unbelievably popular.
I'm like, oh, we're gonna go watch this John Mayer. All right, tickets $30-$40. Huh? $350 for tickets to John Mayer.
Where was he? Hard Rock Live?
Hard Rock Live. It happened to be a really cool concert. He did all his songs.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
It's crazy.
He's a good storyteller, like super personable.
Yeah, a little look at me, Louie, though.
Cutie.
Yeah, just like every song hawk has some sort of meaningful, deep backstory.
That's the John Mayer channel on SiriusXM. Like, he introduces just about every song, but he's got these great stories that go with it.
Stop it. We know, like, half those songs are written by somebody else. We know how showbiz works, okay, John? I don't need a backstory. I don't need a big soliloquy about every single song that I'm about to hear. Just play the music. Play your hits.
Your body is Wonderland.
Inter Miami.
Body is Wonderland.
I'm going to leave the studio if you keep doing that. Inter Miami plays tonight. Leo Messi in the playoffs wearing pink for your Inter Miami Herons for the first time.
I'm going to bet it because you said I can watch it free on Apple TV. Whittingham confirmed that. You can listen to it on this radio station, but I'm going to bet something tonight.
Okay. I did see somebody had texted us, Messi, two or more goals. I don't know what the odds are, but I bet you that's a prop.
What about like, Leo Messi, anytime goal is -175.
Ooh,
multi goals here. Leo Messi, two or more goals, +210.
It's... I'm not
what do you think about Robert Taylor Thomas?
Huh?
Who's Robert that? Thomas Taylor. Two or more goals, +700.
No.
All right.
Where do you see that? Where do you see?
Player props, and then you go to goal scorers, and then you scroll down to multi-goals, and then you hit even more. You get Tyler Wolf at +4,000.
Messi Hattie is at +750. Scored a hat trick in 11 minutes in Inter Miami's final game to clinch a supporter shield.
Mm. How about Inter Miami wins and over 3.5 goals?
+130. So they have to score 4 goals?
Well, no, total.
Total. Oh, I like that.
Kind of like that as well. That's +130.
I like that. All right. Might have
There's no chance Inter Miami loses tonight, right?
This is a rest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of game, even though there's no fourth quarter. They can't lose their first playoff game with Messi.
Ah, they romp tonight. They romp tonight.
Yeah, they can't lose.
I'm going to say Inter Miami by 7.
Okay. Well, that'll be at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Chase Stadium. Canes.
Messi's body is Wonderland.
Canes and FSU tomorrow. A 7 p.m. kickoff from Hard Rock Stadium. Hawk, big question for you. Because you and I are pretty much on the opposite ends of this category. Uniform. You don't really care what they're wearing.
Don't care. I don't recognize when there's a tweak. My brain doesn't work that way. Yeah. I can tell you who David Gilmore is.
Mm-hmm. You also hate uniform talk, jersey talk. I love it. the Canes are going to wear their black jerseys tomorrow night at the Rock.
Blackout.
It's a blackout. Yep. Even though, no, they're asking fans to wear orange, so it's not a blackout. They're asking fans to wear orange. So it's not a blackout.
All right.
But they're playing FSU, and I love the black jerseys. I love them.
Yeah.
Like black on black. It looks sweet.
Yeah.
But UM-FSU rivalry game, shouldn't you keep it classic for that kind of game? Don't you want to see UM-FSU in their original colors?
I don't know.
All right. Good take. Good combo. We move on. Here's your Dolphins updates. Tua has cleared concussion protocol, and he will play Sunday. He is good to go. He's listed as questionable, but he's going to play on Sunday. I mean, I thought I had you there at least. Like classic uniforms, UM.
Well, you know where I stand on uniform talk.
Tyreek Hill, foot injury, wasn't seen at practice today, but McDaniel feels very good, very optimistic about the Cheetah and Jalen Waddle suiting up on Sunday.
Okay.
Zach Sealer is out. Ogba and Holland expected to play. Kohu is out. Storm Duck, doubtful, unlikely to play.
Yeah. A little worrisome, especially with Zach Sealer missing.
He'll probably get more snaps from
Calais Campbell.
You were all on the Dolphins yesterday. Don't backtrack now.
I still am.
Okay.
Big Dolphins win on Sunday. Big Dolphins.
Okay. By the way, the Dolphins signed D. Eskridge to the active roster off their practice squad, and Tyler Huntley is on the IR now. So didn't appear like the injury was going to be that major, but he's going to miss the next four games at least. The Panthers, they're at the Islanders tomorrow, coming off a victory over the New York Rangers last night, a rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals. That'll be at 7 p.m. That game will be on 96.5 FM HD2 because of the Canes and FSU game on QAM. And then the Heat, they're going to play Charlotte tomorrow, 7 p.m. That game will be on Power 96 tomorrow. Khalil Ware is not traveling with the team. He has a stomach illness, didn't practice today. Kevin Love, he is out for tomorrow as well for personal reasons. So that is your Miami Heat update. Dwayne Wade statue is unveiled on Sunday, Hawk.
We're going to do the show Monday at the Kaseya Center for the Dwayne Wade night to honor what happened the day before.
It's a big deal, Dwayne Wade getting his statue.
I'm doing the show down there.
All right. I'll throw shade at it.
You think that wasn't my idea?
You see, just to round out the headlines here, the Mavs played the Spurs last night. Klay Thompson set a record, most threes by a Mavericks player in his debut with the Mavs.
No.
Yeah.
I did not.
So maybe all of a sudden Klay Thompson is good again. I don't know.
Huh.
And finally, this sucks. I just found out today's World Pasta Day.
It is?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a national.
I knew it was National Greasy Food Day. We talked about that in the first segment.
Yeah.
Today's National Breadstick Day. That's a underrated treat, I think, a breadstick.
It is. Olive Garden, best breadsticks. Everybody would agree, right?
But it's World Pasta Day?
World Pasta Day. I don't know. Do we celebrate world days on this show? We celebrate national days.
Right. Usually.
Man, we got to draw the line somewhere.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorney.com. The mozzarella. The mozz.
Mozzarella. You make pasta in the air fryer?
Yeah, 100%. Throw it right in there. Throw your gnocchi right in there.
What do I do? Just take a box of spaghetti? Just dump it out into the air fryer?
Put it at like 375, and then you just dump it right in the air fryer. Tastes just like you're in Sicily. What are you going to cook? Cook something tonight in the air fryer. Send me a video or something. I'm very much looking forward to this. You're going to love the air fryer. I just know it.
What if I just put like a piece of cheese in there? Piece of like a Kraft single.
Yeah, it'll just melt to the bottom of the air fryer.
It will? It won't get crispy?
No, it'll melt.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Kind of a ripoff.
look at this push notification I just got. A Zamboni driver in Quebec, Canada was arrested on suspicion of DUI after a low-speed crash at a hockey rink on Monday. No one was hurt. The rink was damaged. All right. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. There's a video of this guy crashing the Zamboni. I feel like there should be a rule. If you're going to drive a Zamboni, you got to be drunk. I want my Zamboni
right.
driver
it's
drunk.
It's almost, I think, right. I think it's better if you're hammered.
866-954-MORE. A gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. That is your weather.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Don't forget, tomorrow night, big Halloween party at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Wear a costume contest. They're going to have can releases, live DJ spinning music. I mean, time of your life at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park tomorrow for their Halloween party. What a show we put together today on a football Friday. Well, Danny Cannell had some Lee Sterling. Sterling likes the Hurricanes, laying the points, likes the Dolphins laying the points. I mean, let's go. Let's get it done this weekend. As we wrap things up here, let me remind you, Cheetah Pompano, it's a great spot to watch a game this weekend or UFC 308 tomorrow. Got HDTVs throughout the club and VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. And you know, Cheetah Pompano has the amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. They have happy hour specials till 6 p.m. every day as well. And they have a full dinner menu in the evening. And Cheetah Pompano, speaking of Halloween parties, they have their Haunted Mansion Halloween party next Thursday night, which is Halloween night. Halloween at Cheetah Pompano or Palm Beach cannot be beat. $250 cash prize for the best costume. Wear a costume for free admission. You're looking for a spot to hunker down this weekend. Cheetah Pompano. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. And for all the details, just check out Cheetah SOF. L.com. That's going to do it for us on this Football Friday. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Canes. Go Dolphins. Go Inter Miami. Go Panthers. Go Heat. I mean, come on. Got a full docket. Everybody, great and safe weekend. We will speak with you from the Kaseya Center, El Lunes.